Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Tonight, yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited to have on tonight for my first time none other than Pastor Damon Allen. He is the pastor of the Zion Progress Missionary Baptist Church, which is also located in Detroit, Michigan. But we do come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan on tonight, as we always do. I'm going to give a shout-out real fast before we go any further to my pastor, awesome pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, also in Harper Woods, Michigan. But we have Pastor Damon Allen. He's going to be sharing God's word with us on tonight. So as I always ask my listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so you can follow along as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight over this worldwide platform. We are so excited to hear what God is going to say through him on tonight. We are praying and asking our listeners to touch and agree in prayer. We're going to look at the family of Sister Kimberly Mallory. Her father made his heavenly transition this week. We want to pray in prayer. We want to pray for all those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. We thank God for allowing my cousin Mary Ann King to be released from the hospital down in Greensboro, North Carolina. She is home now. But we want to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted as well. I love it that we don't have to ask God to go anywhere, because guess what? He's everywhere at the same time. So when he said in his word that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and guess what? It's still true today. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go to God's throne of grace and mercy right now in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is our prayer and our desire that you will continue to move by your Spirit on tonight as you always do. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We bless your name. You're worthy of our prayers like you and all the earth. And if God gives us hope, you have a whole all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. That we can all look to the hills from which comes our help. Know that all of our help comes from you. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins, transgressions, myself, my entire family, Pastor Damon Allen and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain. This we ask in the name of Jesus. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy that you extend to all of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We now pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. All heal, deliver as long as you can. We want to lift up Brother Eric, who was hit by a car the other day after we had came back from Illinois, giving glory and praise to your name in Illinois. He was one of the young men that helped sing in the choir. And we know that the enemy didn't like it. So he tried to take him out by having him being hit by a car. But thank God, he's home now recuperating. So we want to continue to lift up Brother Eric and his mother in prayer. We want to lift them all with a signature all over the land. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you said that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we know that you are our promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. So now that we pray, lift up all those that may be listening on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with you. It's our prayer that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, through your word, as you use him, that they will hear your word, receive your word, they will open their mouth and ask your son Jesus Christ to come into your hearts and save them even on tonight. And all those that are listening in to this platform, those that pick up continuously, those that are listening in through social media around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind the bars that are listening on this platform tonight, continue to bless your people, continue to move by your Spirit. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you get the glory. Is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you all know that we always have a spiritual proof of thought. And tonight it comes to a saying, stay the course. This is for believers and saved believers in Jesus Christ. Stay the course God has set for you and finish your Christian race strong. Once again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought. Stay the course God has set for you and finish your Christian race strong. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. Very quickly, please mark your calendars. God has blessed this platform. Again, it is now being heard in prisons all over the United States. But listen, I want you all to mark your calendars. For you all that are faithful listeners, you already know that overseer Joseph Hanson out of Washington, D.C. is my guest every Thursday night. But now God has opened the door for him to be my guest every fourth Saturday night as well. So he will be with us again. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be on this coming Saturday night once again. We also have on the last Thursday of this week, of this month, which is next Thursday night, we have Bishop Claretta Vaughn of Detroit, Michigan. She is the pastor and shepherd of Holy Ghost Cathedral. She will be my special guest on next Thursday night. This awesome woman of God, you do not want to miss what God is going to say through this anointed woman of God. And on the following Thursday night, every now and then I like to have Christian comedians on my broadcast, because sometimes Christians, they are so busy and being doers of God's word and doing the work of the Lord, they sometimes don't take out time to relax and laugh. So that's why I'm grateful that every now and then I do help Christian comedian come on this platform. So I have the Girl in the Pearls will be my special guest on the first Thursday night in September. So let's pray for family that she will be on the first Thursday night in September. A Christian comedian. We're still going to have the Word of God that's going to go forth, but we're going to have her on as a special guest on that night. So we are getting ready to speak with our guest on tonight. Again, none other than Pastor Damon Allen, the pastor of Zion Progress Missionary Baptist Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. Again, he's my special guest on tonight for the first time. I'm so excited to have him on to share a testimony and to share God's word with you and myself. So, Pastor Allen, once again, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. Before we do our music break, if you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners, would you please share with us a testimony first?
Yes, no problem. Again, thank you so much, Brother Brown, for having me. It's just a pleasure. I would say my testimony is, this is probably my greatest testimony that I have, is that, you know, God saved me in very unconventional means. I wasn't raised up in the church, so to speak. You know, my mother always instilled in me a sense of Jesus and a sense of God. But she always told me, you know, when you get in trouble, make sure you call on Jesus. And sure enough, I got into some pretty bad trouble down in downtown Detroit and could have got locked up for a long time. And I remember hearing as vividly and clearly as I hear you now, God tell me, hey, I made you for more. And I fell on my knees. I cried out to God. And the Holy Spirit consoled me in that moment, changed my life around. I started looking for a church. I eventually found a church. They're the same church I got baptized in, saved in, dedicated, filled with the Holy Ghost, trained in, licensed. And my pastor just took me in. And it was from that moment, from there, that God really turned me around. So especially mothers with sons or parents with children out there, just keep on instilling into them Jesus and the God and salvation. And when that moment comes, they will have that in their mind, and they will have that in their heart, and they will talk to God for themselves.
Amen. And I know that is a true fact. I am a witness, and I can't. I want to say that because it is the truth. And I thank God that you have to have a mother that instilled Jesus Christ in you and try to lead you to Jesus Christ. But it's a personal thing. You have to know God and you have to meet Jesus and love him yourself. No matter who kind of leads you to Jesus Christ, you have to open up your heart and be receptive and ask him to come into your heart personally. And then get that built up relationship, that one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. But the main thing is that you have accepted Jesus Christ, and you're now a part of the body of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for, and now you're not only a part of the body of Christ, you are a man of God that he has anointed and appointed for such a time as just to preach and teach his word for his glory, that souls will be saved through you, through his word. So thank you for sharing that testimony with us. That's why I always, I'm going to ask my first-time guest to share a testimony, because God said he will share his glory with no one. And we never know who's listening. So your testimony could be the icebreaker for someone else that may be in the same condition that you was in before you accepted Jesus Christ. And they need to know that just like God did it for you, he's the same God. He has no respect for a person. He would do the same thing for them. So we just thank you for sharing that awesome, powerful testimony on tonight. Before we share God's word on tonight, I'm excited again tonight to hear what God is going to say through you on tonight. So once again, I'm back along with you. If you don't already have your Bible with pen and paper ready, please get your Bible with pen and paper ready so you can follow along with Pastor Allen on tonight as he gets ready to share God's word. But before that, we're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Allen. Enjoy the music break.
Oh, yeah.
yes, yes. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we are to give God praise, not only praise, but total praise, because he's worthy of our praise. Before Pastor Allen comes forth, I want to also ask the listeners to please keep our brother in Christ, our brother Rob Mitchell. He's under the weather right now, but we know that God is a healer, so keep brother Rob Mitchell in your prayers. And also we want to, our pastor, Mark Holloway, is asking the church and everyone to keep him lifted up in prayer. So we want to put the request out on tonight as well. Keep pastor, not only my pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, we want to keep all pastors lifted up in prayer. Anyone that's standing behind the sacred desk, teaching and preaching God's word, we are to be praying for them and lifting them up in prayer. So we that's my request on tonight. So Pastor Allen, I now yield the mic to you. So once he finished with tonight's message, we will be opening up the phone lines for any listeners that may have a question for him pertaining to his testimony or the message on tonight. You would, and or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after the message. Pastor Allen, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you so much, Brother Brown. Praise God. Praise God. If you all could and would, let us turn to Zechariah chapter 4. I want to start at verse 6. I'm going to read 6 through 10. So while you're turning to that Old Testament book of Zechariah, I'm just going to give you a moment. I, too, know Pastor Mark C. Holloway. He is who ordained me as elder, and he installed me as well as pastor in Zion Progress. So I am definitely praying for him as well as for all pastors and ministers out there tonight. But having said that, I pray that you have Zechariah chapter 4 at this time, verse 6, and it reads, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the scripture. Hallelujah. Today, I want to encourage someone. I want to encourage someone to finish. I don't think it's by happenstance that I'm preaching this, and the thought for today is for you to finish. I don't think it's by happenstance at all that God has laid this on my heart, and someone's out there in the middle of something. You're in the middle of building something, and maybe you're looking at the work that's before you, or maybe you're looking at your resources, or maybe you're looking at what you have or what you don't have, your intellect, or how wide it is or how small it is. But God sent me to tell you today to go ahead and finish it. I want to encourage you with this same word here that was delivered to the prophet Zechariah about Zerubbabel. One thing about this, we begin to look into this chapter. You begin to search it and to research and study it and research it, and you find out that this is transpiring in the middle of the rebuild, the middle of the rebuild of the temple that Zerubbabel will dedicate later on, in the middle of the rebuild of the wall of Nehemiah that was torn down, and they made fun of him when they said foxes would run on it and it wouldn't be able to stand the weight and the pressure. And I want to speak to you about that rebuild. Because rebuilding anything is not easy. Rebuilding your life is not easy. Rebuilding career is not easy. Rebuilding after heartache or heartbreak is not easy. Rebuilding after financial issues is not easy. Rebuilding is not easy. Oftentimes in a rebuild, it would almost be better if you said, I would have rather not gone through the heartache. I would have rather not lost anything and just build afresh. But when you're rebuilding something, you have to not only deal with what needs to come next, and what needs to be restructured or what needs to be erected, but also you have to deal with what was destroyed or what was torn down or what was battered and what was bruised. These are things that we have to deal with. So within our mind, we're already in conflict because I'm dealing with the thing right here, but I'm also dealing with my feelings and I'm dealing with my emotions. And when we're in a rebuild, whether it's your life or your mind or your family or what have you, whenever you're in that, you also have to fight those emotions and those feelings that are pulling you to give up. And I want to encourage someone tonight, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because not only do you need mortar and brick to build what God has for you next, but you also need a word. And this is why God sends the angel to the prophet Zechariah. This is why we have pastors. You have pastors because pastors are dedicated to hearing from God. They are dedicated to laying down at the throne. They are dedicated and put themselves in a place, in a position where they hear from God. And that word from God that they hear is then recycled and given to you. That word that they hear from God is then redistributed to you. And just like Zechariah had to redistribute a word to Zerubbabel, I have to distribute a word to somebody tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up on the vision that God has given you. Don't give up on the ministry that God has given you. Don't give up on the family that God has given you. Don't give up. If God brought you to it, then God will bring you through it. This is how God does it. So what God does here is he delivers a word to Zechariah about Zerubbabel. And you can almost see what Zerubbabel is dealing with, because right away in the sixth verse of this chapter, of chapter 4 of Zechariah, the sixth verse, he speaks right to a misgiving here. He said, then he answered me and said unto the Lord, this is for Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power. And this is where we get hung up oftentimes. We get hung up on might and power. What is might and power, someone might ask? I'm glad that you asked that. Might and power is strength and ability. You begin to look at your strengths. You begin to look at your ability. You begin to look at what you don't have, or you begin to look at how you failed before. You begin to look at the task that is before you, or you begin to look at the things that seem insurmountable. And this is why God sends the angel with the message in the beginning to say it's not by might and it's not by power. Sometimes you just got to put your checkbook away and pull out your faith. Sometimes you have to put your degree in the drawer and say, God, give me your wisdom. Sometimes you have to turn off your friends and you have to turn off the listening ear to your friends and say, God, my ear is open to you, because it's not by might and it's not by power. If it was by our might and by our power, it wouldn't be a miracle. If it was by our might and by our power, it wouldn't be a God move. If it was by our might and by our power, it wouldn't be a Holy Ghost in impartation. But he says it's not by might, it's not by power. Oh my God, but he says it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. What spirit is that? The same spirit that spoke to the deep, the same spirit that caused the waters and the mountains to recede from one another, the same spirit that moved and moved on the face of the earth. It's the same spirit that when you call God and you say, God, you gave me this. God, help me through this. God dispatches the spirit to help you. God dispatches power to help you. God dispatches all these other things to help you. It's not by your might. It's not by your power. Stop beating yourself up. Stop discounting yourself. Stop looking at what you don't have. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Stop looking at their budget and then looking at your budget. Stop looking at their education and then looking at your education. No, all you got to do is look by the Spirit. He says, I'm going to impart in you what you need to get this done. It's not going to be by the vehicle of your strength. It's not going to be by the vehicle of your ability, but it's going to be by the Holy Ghost. Somebody just shout wherever you're at. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to open the door. The Holy Ghost is going to grant you the favor. The Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost that we speak about in Romans chapter 8, that will not speak of his own, but speak by the mind and the power and the mouth of God. That's the same Holy Ghost that's going to get it done for you. I don't know who told you it couldn't be done, but if God calls you to do it, it's going to be done in Jesus' name. He says, my voice, my promises, my words does not return unto be born, it's going to be by his Holy Ghost. So he says in the 7th verse, he says, who art thou to the obstacle? He says, who art thou, O great mountain? And sometimes you really have to look at the mountain symbolizes, it symbolizes inconvenience. The mountain symbolizes obstacles. The mountain symbolizes anything that's in your way. So what he does is he questions the mountain, because while it looks like it's insurmountable and it looks like it's unmovable, the truth is, what cannot be moved when God says move? What cannot be destroyed when God says be destroyed? What cannot be made low when God says be made low? Don't look at it from natural eyes. You have to begin to look at it through your spiritual eyes. So it questions the mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, before God's people, you shall become as a plain. You shall become flat. You shall be no inconvenience. You shall not be an issue at all. And whatever the devil's trying to plague you with, whatever the devil's trying to stop you with, whatever the devil's trying to trip you up with, whatever the devil's trying to spin your way, sometimes you got to say, I know this didn't come from God. I know this didn't come from my Lord and Savior. Devil, get behind me. God, make the rough places plain. Make the low places plain. And make the rough places plain. God, in the name of Jesus, you have to begin to speak to that mountain somewhere. Sometimes don't cower. Don't cower and find a hole to hide in. Don't run away throwing up your hands saying this is too tough. This is too rough. You got to do just like Jesus does and use the words to speak against your mountain. You got to look at the mountain and say, you won't be here too long. You have to look at the mountain and say, you won't stop this show. You have to look at the mountain and say, God made me to go over you and to go through you and to leave you in the dust. You got to look at the mountain and say, with my God, greater is he that's within me than he that is within the world. You got to look at the mountain and speak to that mountain and let it know, I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. And he said, he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. The headstone meaning that is the cornerstone. It is the foundational stone. This is how you're going to get by. This is how you're going to be built up. I taught a lesson on Facebook last week about our foundations, talking about Jesus. And right after he talked about a tree is known by the fruit it bears, how his word and those who listen to his word and those who obey his word and those who walk in his word will be like someone who planted their house or built their house on stone. And this is what God does when you stand on God. He says, after this mountain, I will make sure that your foundation is sure. I will make sure that your standing is sure. I will make sure that your feet don't slip. I will make you, like David said, like hinds' feet. And even when it looks like there's not enough for everybody else, there's enough there for you to stand on. And this is what God is going to do. When it looks like the wind of life is blowing your way and it looks like things are trying to knock you down, God is saying, I'm going to enable you to be able to have a foundation in the middle of all this other stuff and be able to stand when other people would fall. And when you stand, there's a shout that goes out that says, grace and grace and more grace and more grace. I didn't earn this, but there's grace right there holding you up. In the name of Jesus, God has grace for you. A verse. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. The hands of Zerubbabel laid the foundation, and his hands finish it. God is not a halfway God. God is not the type of God that leaves you with the bag in the middle of the work. God is not the one who starts with you and then leaves you. Now, if it's any leaving that happens, we leave God. But God says, I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. And he says this promise to Zerubbabel. You're the one I called to start it. and you're the one I called to finish it. You're the one that I gave the material to, and I'm going to see you at the end of it. And sometimes in life, everyone that starts with us doesn't finish. Everyone that comes to your graduation, your homegoing party isn't going to make it to graduation. Everybody who's at the housewarming isn't there when you're cutting the ribbon. Everybody who starts with you is not going to make it to the end. But God, being so full of love and promise, he said, if I bless you to begin, I'm also going to bless you to finish it. And this is what he wants me to tell you tonight, is that you have to finish it. You got to pull it out to a drawer. I know it has dust on it. I know the vision, you wrote it down like in Rebecca, and you made it plain. But then somewhere along the way on the journey to completing the vision, you got tired. Somewhere on the journey to completing the vision, you got weary. But don't be weary in well-doing, because if you faint not, you will reap a harvest. Somewhere in the middle, you got a little bit tired and a little bit drowsy. But God has sent me to remind you that if he calls you to start it, he also calls you to finish it. If he calls you to write it down, he also calls you to put it into play. If he calls you in the intangible, he's calling you to make it happen in the tangible. God has delivered to you a talent. Now he wants you to multiply it. God has delivered to you a word, and now he wants you to do something with it. God has delivered to you all the patience and the promise and the wisdom and the love and the grace and the joy that it's going to take to make it happen. Just get over what happened before and move on. God is saying, I have something for you that I want you to do. I have something for you that I want you to complete. I have something for you that I want you to finish. I have something for you that I put in your hands. He didn't put it in everybody else's hands. You can't be mad at everybody else. Only be mad at yourself if you didn't do it. But God is saying, I called him to put it in your hands for you to finish it. He said, if it started in your hands, it should end in your hands. If it started with you, it should end with you. God is saying, get it out the drawer. Get it out the trash can. Uncrumple the paper. Straighten it out. Flatten it back out. If you got to retranspose it onto new paper, do whatever you got to do. But don't throw it away again. But God said, whatever I called you to start, I also called you to finish it. And look at this. He says in that latter call, he said, then you're going to know. You're going to know that I'm with you. See, as long as it's crumpled up, God seems far off. As long as you're not walking in the calling, God is far off. As long as you're not doing what he told you to do, God seems far off. But as soon as you get to walking within the ministry, walking within the calling, walking within the duty, walking in whatever God has called you to walk in, watch him. He's right there. He's close to you. Then all of the naysayers, then all of those other things that are around trying to plug up your ears and discourage you, they seem far off. Why? Because you're too busy with the work. I need somebody to say to every demon and every devil and every hater, I'm too busy with the work to listen to what you got to say. I'm too busy with the work in order to study what you got to say. I'm too busy with the work in order to spend my time on foolishness. I'm too busy with the work. God called me. I need someone to say it wherever you're at right now, whether you're in D.C., New York, California, wherever you're at, East Side, West Side, Detroit, don't matter, Harper Wood. I just need you to say I'm too busy with the work for the devil to pull me back and to pull me down. If he called me to start it, speak to yourself. If he called me to start it, he also called me to finish it.
Yes,
he also calls you. He calls you to finish it. I'm about to wrap up. Look at this. His verse. He says, for who hath despised the day of small things? Who has despised? You have to stop despising your small days. You have to stop despising the baby steps. You have to learn how to celebrate even the baby steps, because you're moving forward.
Right.
See, everybody wants to celebrate the big steps. And because they don't get the big steps right away, they just decide not to move. But every now and then, you got to celebrate the baby steps. If you just registered the business, you might not have the funding, you might not have the resources, you might not have any other stuff. Celebrate registering. If your goal is 50,000 but you only got 100, celebrate the 100. If you need 10 people to help but you only get 2 people to help, celebrate the 2. And God will see your joy in the celebrating with little, and he will bless you with very much. Look at, oh my God, when he fed the 5,000, when the disciples came to Jesus, they said, all we got is this little bit of bread and these little old fish. Jesus said, let me lift it up to my Father, and then he'll do the rest, and he'll multiply. And when they got to the end, they had more than enough left over. They had 12 baskets full, more than the individual number of items they had. They had baskets full of multiplied items. Don't tell me what a little joy lifting up to the Father won't do. Don't tell me what celebrating little baby steps won't do. If you lift your little things up to God, if you lift the little up to God, you got, God will multiply it with grace. Then that 100 will turn into the 10,000. Then those 2 will turn into 20. Then that little bit will turn into great. Why? Because it's in the hand of God. And God doesn't do anything little for too long. He multiplies what he does. Why? Because he's a God of multiplication. God is telling me to tell you, to encourage you. Encourage you,
Lord.
To don't give up. Don't give in. But finish what he's calling you to do. I want to pray for someone right there. I know you're struggling. I know you're fighting. Maybe you're just like you're in the middle of this bill. You're in the middle of a rebuild like Zerubbabel. And when you look up and when you go to do, you see the faces and you remember the things that people did to you and how they cut you down and how they weren't there for you. I need you to get that out your mind, because you can't let your past hold you back. You can't let past hurts hang you up. You can't let past hurts keep you from the next step. You can't let what held you back hold you there any longer. God is saying, you got to let that go and let me direct the blueprint of your rebuild. God is saying, let me direct the blueprint of where you're going next and who you're going to be next and what you're going to do. He said, eyes have not seen. Oh, Jesus. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God is going to do in your life. God is orchestrating this rebuild. You got to let it go. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Father, we come to you, O God. We thank you, O God, for this moment right here. We thank you for this time right here. We thank you, O God, for this place right here, O God. And I ask, O Father, first, O Lord, that you shut the devil's mouth, O God. Don't let him bring up the past anymore. Don't let him bring up a cycle of old hurts anymore. Don't let him bring up, O God, stuff that's going to trip us up anymore, O God. Give us selective hearing, O God. Hearing to only hear from you. Hearing to only hear your word. Hearing to only hear the next step. Hearing to only do the next thing. Hearing to only go higher and not below, oh God. Above only and not beneath, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask, oh God, that you release, oh God, a double portion of joy, a double portion of strength, a double portion of your strength, your spirit, oh God, to get done what needs to be done. We will no longer be held back by our past. We will no longer be held back by things that hurt us. We will no longer, oh God, focus our vision behind, oh God, but we're turning our head forward, oh God, and looking at the new things you're doing, new fruits, new seeds, new seasons. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that if anybody, oh Father, has sin on this call, oh God, that's blocking them from the new place you're taking them, we ask, oh God, that you give them a heart that cries out unto you, that pleads their sorry, oh God, and Lord, you release, oh Father, a new place and a new purpose and a new step. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your love, for your power, and most of all, for your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord on tonight. Pastor Allen, I just want to say to you, Thank you. First, again, thank you for that powerful testimony that you shared with us on tonight. But we thank you for this word that God gave you to share with his people on tonight. I had never thought about it this way when you said celebrate the baby steps. I never looked at it that way before, but that's very powerful. Someone else needed to hear that word besides myself. So I'm very encouraged on tonight to even celebrate the baby steps. So when we celebrate the baby steps, then that moves the hand of God to open up more doors for us. Because he said greater works that we shall do. So we thank God for you on tonight for sharing this word with me and the listeners on tonight. I know that we have people that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are listening in on tonight. We know that they cannot speak to you live, but we thank God for you speaking this word, even to those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. I'm sure this word has been a blessing to some of them as well. So right now, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. Sister Gwen Walker, a member of the historic St. James Baptist Church over on Evergreen, she was on the line, but she has a conference call that she had to go to. So she was on the line. I know that she will go back to the website and pick up where she left off at on tonight, because I know she's one of those that always encourages my guests by speaking to their lives. So she had to be excused on tonight. But the phone lines are open now for those that have dialed in. Someone need to mute their phones. Could you please mute your phones, please? We got to know where it came from. We got to know where it's at. Hold on just 1 second. Okay, I got it. We always have a lot of people that dials in. And when we ask people to speak or say something on the line, we know that a lot of people that dials in do not say anything, but we don't take you lightly or for granted. We thank God for you for dialing in, taking time out of your busy schedule to dial in and be blessed by God's word. But for those that have dialed in and want to say something on tonight to my guest, Pastor Damon Allen, if you want to say anything to him on tonight, I'm opening up the phone lines. You can speak to him. The phone lines are open. Anyone, if you was encouraged by tonight's message or even his testimony, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone. Praise the Lord. Hold on. Let me do this again. I have
made a mistake. Hold on just a second. What an awesome word that God brought forth through you. It has really encouraged me to keep doing what I'm doing. Actually, as you were talking, before you even came on the air, I was writing. I'm actually in the midst of writing my first book. So it's like I spoke to my mountain and told my mountain to get feet behind me. So I thank God for the word that you spoke. I thank God that you opened up your mouth and spoke his word. I just thank God for you, period, for who you are and whose you are. Keep doing what God has called you to do. You have not seen anything yet.
Well, before you go, please, what is the name of your book?
The name of the book is You Don't Know the Glory Behind My Story.
Okay. All right. All right. Make sure you get that out. When you get that book out, you make sure you get that out that way I can support. All right. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Sister Terra Dawes. That's Sister Terra Dawes. She's also a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. And our pastor just wanted you to know that I am. That's Sister Terra Dawes. Yes.
You didn't know who I was.
You know I love you.
And so that's why. Pastor Allen, that's why I'm kind of helping her out with her book, because God bless you to write 6 books. And that's my show is titled after one of my books. And so I'm trying to encourage her, and I'm trying to help her, push her along to get this book out, because I do support a lot of authors on my show and have them, and I like to have a lot of authors that write books that's going to encourage and inspire people through God's word to be my guests and share their books on my radio show. So she's one of those, and I'm waiting for her to finish it, so we can have her on this show as well, so we can promote this book to the world. So thank you so much, Pastor Allen, for those encouraging words for her.
Bless you.
Anyone Anyone else? Anyone else? I see we have some North Carolina people on the line. North Carolina. Anyone from North Carolina? Sister Mary Ann King?
Yes. I really need to hear that sermon tonight. And I thank you for that, baby. You keep on going.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
That's my cousin, Sister Mary Ann King, Pastor Allen. She was just released recently from the hospital. The enemy is trying to cause her to keep going back and forth to the hospital. But we know that the devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. She is healed, delivered, and set free because she's going to complete the assignment that God has for her life that only she can fulfill for God's glory. And that's what the enemy is so upset about. And that's what he's mad at her about, that she's trying to be a doer of God's word, and the devil don't like that. But we rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin, she's now, that was her just speaking to you on the line from Greensboro, North Carolina. Anyone else?
Bless
the phone lines are still open. Anyone else? Like I said, we do have a lot of people that dials in, but they don't say anything. But we thank God for you all for taking time out of your busy schedule to be blessed by the men and women of God that God has allowed to be my special guest on this worldwide platform to share his word and share testimonies. And even as we said earlier, even the authors that write books, I love having authors on my platform to promote them and share their books with the listeners, that God will get the glory through their books as well. And the people that purchase their books will be inspired and encouraged through God's word, even through their books. So that being said, since we don't have anyone else that's going to say anything, Pastor Allen, would you have any closing remarks or closing words that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes, I do. And I was going to ask you if I could fit in real quick to say something.
Yes.
So
yes,
in this rebuild, this is something I neglected to say, but I'm a pastor, right? So as a pastor, I always try to give direction to help, okay? So in this rebuild, because the word is good, the preached word is good, but we also have to set up patterns in our life, good habits that are going to help us connect with God. So whenever you have a vision or God is calling you in the ministry or God is calling you to do something great and you're battling against, okay, what happened before, what happened in the past, you have to insulate yourself in God's word and you have to insulate yourself in God's presence. And when I say insulate yourself in his word and his presence, that means setting up a routine every day where you're pouring into your heart the word of God and the Spirit of God, and you're taking time to talk with him. And then also invest in yourself. Don't spend 6 hours on Netflix and you haven't at least spent an hour on your calling. Don't spend 6 hours, 8 hours a day working for someone else and you haven't spent at least an hour on your calling. You will find that if you just spend an hour just working on your calling, looking at it, thinking about it, planning it out, dedicating that time to that, not on social media, not on internet, not on all this other frivolous stuff, but taking that time and saying, okay, God, this is what I'm committing to you, God will open up to you wonders. It's almost like having a tithe daily. And instead of tithing money, you're tithing your time. And when you do that, God is going to begin to open up doors for you and grant you favor and grace and love. Trust me, it works. It works. That's what I did when I got called into ministry. I made sure that I spent a day. When I first got called into preaching, I spent an hour or 2 hours every day just looking at his word, meditating on it, studying it. And I promise you, God is going to open up a door for you. If you insulate yourself in his presence and in his word, God is going to deliver.
Amen. Yes, he will. I'm a witness. That's a fact. You are definitely telling the truth. So, yes, I would admonish and advise anyone else to do the same. I thank you for sharing that with the listeners, Pastor Allen, because someone else needed to hear that. Because sometimes we spend more time doing other things, idle things that don't give God any glory. We spend more time doing those things than we do into the things that's going to be giving God glory. Because he did say in his word that greater works we were going to be able to do as followers of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he was in the flesh. So that means that he can only be in one place at one time. So now, that's why he said, I believe that's why we have the internet now. Because God already knew that this was going to happen. So that's why I love this platform.
Yes.
This is a worldwide ministry. It's not only worldwide, but now God has opened the doors for this ministry to be heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. That's a part of the greater works that he was talking about. So when we are being doers of God's word, and we are reaching out to people, ministry, even outside of the four walls of the church, you know, it's good to be to come together. The word of God tells us not to neglect coming together as the body of Christ together to give God worship, glory, and praise in the sanctuary. But what are we doing outside of the church building? Because we are the church. Those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we are the church. So what are you doing outside of the four walls of the church? Who are you blessing? Who are you being a light to? Can people in your neighborhood, on your job, you know, your community, can they see Jesus in you? What are you doing to help somebody? What are you doing to be a blessing to someone? What are you speaking to other people's lives to draw them to Jesus Christ? So that's what we're talking about, ministry outside of the four walls of the church. So Pastor Damon Allen, on tonight, I love this title on tonight, your message title, Encouragement to Finish. See, when God gives us an assignment, he expects us to finish it. You know, like you said, and it's true.
Yes.
He don't give us an assignment and just want us to partly finish it. That's why I love when the word of God says, when we stand before God in the day of judgment, guess what I want to hear as a believer in Jesus Christ? I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy faithful servant. You finished your course. You kept the faith. You finished your race. You kept the course. You finished your course. You kept the faith. That's what it's all about. And also, I wanted you to know, Pastor Allen, on tonight, that Pastor Mark C. Holloway, that's what we've been talking about during Vacation Bible School. It's amazing that you talked about this on tonight as a part of your message. And that's what Pastor Mark Holloway was talking about during Vacation Bible School this past last few weeks in our Vacation Bible School faith. And so it's always God always confirms his word. So that's what you've done on tonight. You gave more confirmation on tonight through this message.
And you know what?
So
I'm sorry. It's funny because we begin to think about this, right? Like we are so fixated on the start, right? Like everyone is,
right.
and that's just, you know, beyond just the church, you know, it's a cultural thing, right? Fixated on the big wedding. Fixated on the first day of work, fixated on the beginnings of a lot of stuff. And beginnings are good, but ends are better. Seeing something completed is better. And that's
right.
where we have to get through. Because the end tells
that's
me
right.
who you are. The beginning tells me, you know, beginning is your resume. But the end tells me the content of who you are. That tells me your integrity. That tells me your ability to hold out. That tells me your ability to withstand when times get rough. See, the start is okay. It's good, right? It lets me know you have a good idea. You got a good focus. But the end tells me that you're strong in faith. You're strong and mighty in faith. And this is what we
That's
have to
right.
begin to get to, the end, and say, okay, God, give me the endurance, because that's what Paul said.
Yeah.
He says it's not the one who starts, but it's the one who finishes. That's the one who gets the crown.
Endure to the end.
You know,
endure
so,
to the
so
end.
We have to begin to be in love, more so in love with the end than we are in the beginning. We're in love
oh my
with
God.
The beginning.
That's good.
But we got to be more in love with the end and say, God, get me
Amen.
To the end. And he'll do it. He'll do it.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm a witness, he will. So this is for you, Terrell Doss, regarding your book. Like I try to encourage you, and not only you, but I'm helping other people with their books as well. God blessed me to write 6 books. I see Dr. Eddie Conner. Dr. Eddie Conner just finished his 16th book is out now. Book number 16.
Wow.
So it's good to start something, but, you know, that you sometimes you can get discouraged along the way. But, you know, don't let the enemy stop you or deter you from finishing. You started the book, now you got to complete it to the end until you see it on the market where people can purchase that book and be blessed and inspired by it. And the bottom line is that God is going to get the glory because of it.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. It's all about God being glorified. It ain't about me. It's not about you. It's all about God being glorified through us. So
that
being said, once again, Pastor Allen, I want to say once again on tonight to you, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. And God be willing, I will, as soon as I can, I will have you back on again. My guest slots fill up real fast. I'm already working on people, scheduling people all the way up to the end of November. I was already filled up. So
okay.
I love it. I love how God connects his people together. And I love what God is doing through this worldwide platform. It's not about me. It's all about God being glorified through this platform. So, Pastor Allen, I want to say to you, you stay encouraged as well. You continue to stay
Thank
on the wall because God is doing a great work in you. And like he said, who was that that was building the wall? He said, I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. So that's a word
that's
for
it.
You on tonight, Pastor Allen.
Thank you so much. It was
right
my
now.
Pleasure.
You're quite welcome.
Pardon.
No problem. So as soon as God give me the okay, I'm going to have you back on again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Pastor Allen, if you don't mind, would you please close us out in prayer, please, if you don't mind?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay, thank you.
Again, thank you for allowing me to be on tonight. It will be my pleasure to be on again. But let us bow our heads in for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this ability to meet together over the airways, over the internet. Father, I ask, oh God, that you bless all of those, oh Father, all every listener, every participant, that you surround them, oh God, with love, with peace, with grace, with joy, and with understanding, oh Father. Lord, I ask that you knock down walls of separation, knock down walls, oh God, of inconsistency, knock down walls of inconvenience and everything that the enemy is trying to. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you make the way clear for them, that you make the path clear for them and straight, oh Father. Continue, oh God, to bless us with your grace, your love, your favor. And most of all, oh God, continue to bless us with a deeper relationship with you through your son, Jesus Christ, oh Father. Be with us. Watch over us, oh God. Keep us from hurt, harm, or danger in our various homes, residences, jobs, and destinations. Be with us and let your spirit rest, rule, and abide. Until we all meet again, we thank you, we love you, and we lift
thank
your
you,
mighty
Jesus.
Name as we pray to you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Allen. Once again, don't forget to tune in this Saturday night. Overseer Joseph Lee Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be my guest on this coming Saturday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir.